The flip side is, what if I am Shia? If we are weeping for Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, we're good and lover of Ahlul Bayt. That's enough. We know it's necessary for salvation, but is it enough or not? This is the question. One of the companions of the Imam goes to him and says to him, there are some who consider the harams not to be haram. And they say that the religion equals ma'rifah. Just to know that this is your Imam and so on, that's enough for you. So do whatever you like. After you know the Imam, do whatever you like. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They have misinterpreted. They have done a false ta'wil of what has been said. When I said, have ma'rifah of the Imam, know the Imam, acknowledge the Imam and the wilayah of the Imam, do whatever you like, you're good to go. What I meant was, do whatever you like of ta'ah and obedience of Allah and ibadah, because if you do, since you have the condition for the acceptance, it will be accepted from you. This is what I meant. Because Allah doesn't accept from someone who does something without the ma'rifah of us Ahlul Bayt. In other words, it's necessary, but is it enough or not? No, it's not enough. And then he goes on to say, if someone does all the good deeds in the world and fasts the whole life and stays awake all the nights and prays and so on and so forth, but doesn't know his Prophet who brought these fara'id, who brought these rulings, these wajibat and muharramat, he brought them, and doesn't know his Imam of his time, that Allah has made it wajib on you to follow, then his amal will not be accepted. This is what I meant. The night of Ashur, for example, which is a night where if throughout the year you have not been praying Salatul Layl, this should be a night that at least you have Salatul Layl in this night. Yes, this is a night that we will spend in mourning and lamentation for Abu Abdullah. But this is a night that Abu Abdullah spent in worship. So are we going to have at least some worship in this night or not?